Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Koya. May I help you?
Hi, my name is Linda DeBoer, and I noticed that you guys keep taking money out of my account, but I don't know what for. So maybe you could help me out, please.
I'd be happy to help you. I need a zip code.
34667.
You said it was Linda DeBoer?
Yes.
Okay, so give me one moment.
Sure.
Can you spell her last name for me?
I'm sorry, say that again.
May you spell your last name for me?
D as in David, E, B as in boy, O, E, R.
Okay, so it didn't pop up. I used the zip code and then your first and last name. That may be under a different, like a somebody else's first name.
No.
Maybe a spouse?
Just me.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I said maybe what
no,
may
I'm
have been.
No, I'm not married. I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay, so I just searched your first and last name. I used a zip code and nothing popped up. And I'm searching your first and last name and an account didn't pull, but I'll still try with your email address. What's your email address?
Linda, Linda, Kay, 68.ld@gmail.com.
Okay, so I have Linda, Kay68.ld@gmail.com.
Yes, please.
Okay, so that didn't pull up register any account for me. Let me try this phone number that we have. Is it the 727-226-3170?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, so yeah, it didn't pull up with that phone number. So I mean, I tried with the zip code, your first and last name, and your email, also the phone number. The last thing that would be is just the card that you're saying that was charged, the first six and the last four of that card.
I couldn't tell you. Oh, wait. Let me look on the bank account.
Okay. Because, yeah, other than that, that's the last result we can use to try to locate your account or an account for you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, I found the account. Do you need the last four?
I need the first six of the card and the last four.
Well, that's almost the whole account number.
No, I just need not the account number. I need just the card that you're saying was charged.
But that's what I mean, the whole card number. I'm getting it out. Okay.
I'm ready.
5, 7, 2, 2. And then the last four?
Hold on, I need the first six. So you said it's 5, 7, 2, 2?
5, 2, 0, 5, 7, 2.
So the first six is 5, 2, 0, 5, 7, 2.
Yes.
And the last four?
0, 5, 1, 7.
Okay, let's see. Can we pull anything up? One moment.
Sure.
Okay, so I just searched the card information and nothing pulled up either. So did you get the I number from the charge?
Did I get the what number?
I said, did you get our number? Because I'm not showing an account registered to you. And typically when we use the card information, regardless, like say if it's anybody else's name, whoever, like if it was on that card, it would have pulled up, but it didn't give me nothing.
Your phone I do have a phone number. Are you ready? 855-437-5432.
Okay, so I'm not pulling up any account for you. So I can't say that it was us that charged you. Because I even when I used the card number, if we was the one charged you, it definitely would have pulled up.
Okay. Can I get your name again, please? I didn't have time to write it down.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure.
It's Quay, Q-U-A.
I thought that's what it was, but I wasn't sure I was hearing it right. Okay,
yes,
that's cool. I like that.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. That's all I needed to know. I mean, I don't know what else to do at this point. They just took it out on the 16th, and I was like, I don't understand. Well, they take it out every month, and I'm like, I've been trying to get a hold of you, and I didn't realize the different time frames. Because it's like, 1 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
Well, 12:30 here in the morning. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm up. I'll try to call him now. All right, honey. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
All right, sweetie. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.